patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
The incredible, the incomparable. She is suddenly everywhere, Miss Zora.
Oh, and I can't wait for the two of you to talk about Pat Connaughton is back on the team. Tony is so excited, Zora. It's amazing.
So not.
I've never seen him. So take it on, you two, about Pat Connaughton. Good afternoon, Zora.
Zora, I want to hear nothing about Pat Connaughton. We can go somewhere just as bad. Your boy Grayson Allen showed out the other night.
He went off.
What's going on? What got into him?
I know you love to see it. 25 points, the season high. Mm-hmm. 7 for 8 from the 3-point line.
Should have stopped at 7. He was perfect.
Yeah, he was perfect in the first half.
Then he had to take another.
He got hot, and it was kind of, you know, the Bucks' offense hasn't been great this season so far. So it was great to see the guys collectively have a good night offensively.
Their defense has. They're winning games.
Yeah, well, defense continues to be one of the best in the league, if not the best at most times. So defense is winning them games, but, mm-hmm. you know, as a fan, you always like to see them put up some points some nights. So it was great to see Grayson go off. And I just, you know, what I love with this team is Grayson can have a night like that. Brooks had some nights where he's knocked down a ton of threes. Bobby's due for a night. Javon Carter has had his nights recently. I mean, Giannis is the steady one, right? But
yep.
especially with Chris Middleton being out and continuing to get back into shape from the wrist surgery, it's different guys that are going to kind of be that number two punch in addition to Giannis. And Drew Holiday, too. We can't forget yep. about Drew Holiday. He's it, consistent as well.
So. And I was going to ask you about Middleton. He's practicing. He's down with the G League team. Is that what's going on with him now?
He's getting a lot of 5-on-5 reps. So when you see, you know, that the Bucks are assigning Chris Middleton to the Herd, that simply means that the G League guys are in town and Chris is able to play pickup with them, mm-hmm. which is so key. I mean, you know, one of these things that people have to realize, yes, Chris got surgery on his non-shooting wrist, which for Chris Middleton means the left wrist. Okay, yes. So that the cast is off and it's continuing to heal. But the biggest hurdle is, okay, he didn't get to play basketball, like 5-on-5 basketball all summer. He didn't get to play it in the open gym period in September. He didn't go through training camp. So a lot of his rehab right now is getting back into game shape
yep.
and making sure that he's capable of playing an NBA game and not going out there and tweaking something else. So I just wanted to relay that to the fans who feel like, you know, Chris is taking some time. What a luxury, too, for this team where you don't have to rush back. I mean, guys have said, you know, Brooke Lopez the other day said, we're telling Chris, like, don't rush it. Wait till you're 100% because, you know, they're holding the fort down while he's out.
How long do you think that could be?
I mean, Coach Bud continues to say that Chris is close, but I truly do believe him when he says that Chris is close. He's been able to...
How close is close?
Right. But he's been able to play pickup consistently, so I really do think that Chris is making some big strides.
Well, yeah, it's a wrist injury, so his legs weren't hurt, so he's able to run and still try to at least stay in some kind of conditioning and have some wind. So that makes it a lot easier. He doesn't have to get back in shape.
But Tony,
so
you
to
know
speak.
This, but he does. I mean, you.
Well,
know this.
I mean, but it's the tip of the iceberg. I'm talking about the big part. Like if you get a leg injury, I can't run.
Oh yeah.
I gotta get in shape. Now he just has to get the tip of the iceberg in shape. Yeah. That's a lot easier, right. Zora.
Very true. Very true. Very true. And I don't want people to forget about Joe Ingles coming off the ACL injury. He's slow and steady, working his way back to making big strides.
Homer's guy, Brooke Lopez.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
That's his guy.
He's
Brooke Lopez
season.
Has been
he
killing
He stays healthy.
It.
They win the title. And if he loses a little bit, gets old, whatever, then he's there. He does everything. He's a rim protector.
You didn't know Brooke was Homer's guy?
He is definitely my guy. Yeah, he's the key to the season.
I know he is. Zora didn't know that, though.
Well, I mean, to me, Giannis is Homer's guy. Like, you are the ultimate Giannis fan.
That is true.
But that's everybody, though. Giannis.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's not even a thing. Okay. You don't even have to mention that. Everybody's a Giannis guy.
Even guy, you, Tony. Even you.
Even me.
But love, I mean, the
I love the big three. I'm not a Brook fan, not a Connaughton fan, not a Grayson
then
fan.
Then do you agree with me that they have to get?
I'm a George Hill fan.
They have to get 100% of Brook Lopez, or they cannot win the title. He needs to be healthy and he needs to play at the level that's necessary, which means can't be old, can't be hurt. If they don't get that, they're not winning it.
Hey, I'm in the camp. I'm in the camp that they need everything. It's not easy to win a championship. You need everybody.
They need Connaughton.
I like that answer.
No, there's some things they could survive and not get. I don't think they have. Okay. They have no replacement for Brook Lopez and what he does as a rim protector.
You know, let's go back to that statement. Like, I think they need. I know we talk so much about the big three, but to me, when you talk about the core of this team, that is Giannis, Drew, Chris, Brooke, and Bobby. So I feel like you need those guys to be in true form.
Yeah, see, and I think they could win without Bobby being in true form. It'd make it tough. But
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I go back to the finals. Like, Bobby provided – you need a spark off the bench.
I agree.
And to be able to have a double-double, I mean, Bobby is averaging a double-double right now. Off the bench. But Can I just plug like sixth man of the year right there?
He brings emotional energy to the game too, though. So that's important.
Agree.
I think he's more important than just his stats, Homer.
I would agree. I agree with that. I don't think his level of play is as important as Brook Lopez. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I can't agree with that.
Potential for other people that could do something. They have no replacement for Brook Lopez in terms of his ability as a rim protector, and also the shooting he gives is, being the big guy outside.
Bobby. I think everybody's skills are unique, but I will, hammer down on Brooke is super important. Yeah,
I'll take
I would
that.
Agree with that.
Brooke is important, but I would say, Zora, and I think you agree, this we saw last year, like, I mean, they can survive pretty much anybody temporarily. You don't want anybody extended out, but temporarily they're strong enough as the team to survive anybody missing a couple games, even Giannis.
But not in the playoffs.
I agree with that. They're that good.
Not in the playoffs.
Well, you don't have that many games in the playoffs.
They were holding on to
but still, they did very well without Middleton.
I was going to say they're holding on without Chris Middleton.
Yeah, that's why I think they're capable.
This team is that good where they could agree. I agree with Tony, which is crazy.
Oh, I love
Zora,
it.
It's not crazy. You just like everybody, and I don't. That's the difference.
You know, is that so hard to do?
We agree philosophically,
like
but
everybody.
We just don't. I don't like all 15 players you do.
That is true. That is true. Oh, man.
How many of you like Homer?
Laugh every time.
I like them all, but in terms of importance, it's probably about 7.
So forgive Homer. He's really into the soccer game, the U.S. game. Versus
it's the very end of the game.
Zora, how do you pronounce the country they're playing against?
Iran or Iran?
Yeah.
That's been on my mind for the entire World
really?
Cup because I've been hearing it. Well, I've been hearing it both ways, and I need a concrete answer. You know, I want the facts. You all know I like the facts.
Iran.
I want the facts on the proper way. Are you sure?
It's Iran. I heard the reporter say it. He's from there.
Okay, boom. Iran.
There
I'm
go.
Going with what Tony says. Oh, this day is just
Iran.
So off.
This is your best day yet, Zora. I got to get this. Make sure I get this tape. So I'm gonna put this tape on my wall. Zora's agreeing with everything I say today.
We just simply know that one of you is sick. Not sure which.
I can quickly ruin it if we want to talk about Connaughton.
Yeah, go for it. Let's see. Your assessment.
I like the day. I'm out. I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead.
Your assessment.
Homer, you can take over.
Your assessment of Connaughton.
Oh, good.
Oh,
just heard. We got to go to break.
It's too bad.
It's over.
Next week. Next.
No
week.
Time to disagree.
Your assessment of Connaughton.
Give the guy some grace.
Hey, next week we'll get into an argument, Zora, about something.
I don't think so.
I'm just giving you something to look forward to.
I think Connaughton is the best. The U.S. just defeated whatever it is, Iran or Iran.
Iran.
Yes. U.S. advances.
Wait, it's over?
It's over. It's
over. Final.
Love it. Love it. That's so great for us.
And Iran will say they got screwed at the very end of the game with the defender pulling down one of their
players. Blah, blah, blah. Isn't that what all losing teams say?
I
got cheated somehow.
Maybe. I don't know. No, not all the time. And sometimes,
there was that call here.
Sometimes
that call
it's justified
there.
And sometimes not. So I'll let the soccer people experts do it because I don't really
say,
know.
They always say the league didn't want us to win.
I don't buy that.
Well, you shouldn't.
All right. Thanks, Zora.
Talk soon.
The top three Connaughton debate.
We need a caller.
Caller four, are you a better guesser? We're way behind.
Way behind.
That's fine. With Zora, we can be whatever we want. She's that good. Caller four, are you a better guesser? 1-800-990-3776. Next.